Sagt der Elgemisch der Weiter, im Sech des Ahalis, Peri Gimel, Mishne Hei, Zeho Dam Tevusa. Remember what we learned earlier, Peri Beis, Mishne Beis? A revius of Dam Tevusa is Metama Be'oil, Midrabanan, just like revius Minhames. Can you remind me what Tevusa means? Dam Tevusa means blood that came out B'shas Mis. In other words, some of it came out when the person was still alive, some of it after his neshama left him. Remember, we said it's based on the pasuk Ve'erech Mizbaiseses B'damayach. It's interesting because that pasuk is talking about the dam when a child is born. Ve'ever alayach Ve'erech Mizbaiseses B'damayach. V'yor malach, by the way, the pasuk concludes B'damayach Chayi. With that blood you will live. Reference to Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. So again, a revius dam that comes out totally Le'achar Misa, we learned, is the Oraisa. Dam Tfusa, where some of it came out when the person was alive. Some of it afterwards is midrabana. So once again, our Mishnah. Masechta Zahal is Peri Gimel Mishnei. Ezu Dam Tfusa. Now the Mishnah gives us more specifics. Hames sheyotze mimenu shminis bechayav ushminis bemoisai. Shminis means the eighth of a log. How much is that? Well, a revius halog is between 3 and 5 ounces. So an eighth of a log is half of that. So an eighth of a log came out while the mace was still alive. An eighth of a log came out after the person passed away. And it got mixed up. So together I have a revius halog of dam tfusa that is mitame midrabanan divi Rabbi Akiva zehalt Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, even though for sure a revius dam did not come out after the person died, because a chelik of the revius came out while this person was still alive, but right now if you have a full revius of dam, this is the dam tfusa that's metama ba'al. But I need at least half of the revius, which is an eighth of a log, to have come out after the person passed away. But if most of the revius came out while the person was still alive, in other words, if more than an eighth of a log came out when the person was still alive, it's not called dam tfusa. Rabbi Shmuel says, if you don't have a full revius that came out after the person passed away, it's not dam tfusa. Rather, what is dam tfusa? For example, a full revius came out b'chayav during his lifetime. A revius and another full revius came out b'moisai, after the person passed away. V'nitl mizeh mizeh revius. These two revius, the one that came out before the person passed away, the one that came out afterwards, were then mixed together. And then one revius was taken from this mixture. This, says Rabbi Yishmael, is dam tfusa. Rabbi Yehuda says, zeh v'zeh. Both of these examples you just gave me, what Rabbi Kiva says, that a shminis came out before the person died, a shminis afterwards. And the way Rabbi Yishmael describes it, that a whole revius came out before the person passed away, and a whole revius afterwards, and it got mixed together, and I took a revius from that, says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, zeh v'zeh kamayim. They're both like water. In other words, it's not metama, because you don't have a full revius from a mace. Well, then what is dam tfusa according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda? Rather, ezu dam tfusa according to the shita that is tamei? Tzaluv. Tzaluv means a person that was hung. So what usually happens is shadomai shoises. The blood pours. And v'nimsa tachtav revius dam. When we find the revius dam underneath, the din is tamei. Why? Because it is possible that the entire dam came out li'achar misa. And therefore you have a complete revius on the mace. And even if you don't have a complete revius on the mace, but at least one drop of dam that came out l'achar misa is mixed into this dam. So basically, what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, this takana the Chazal made the dam tfusa as metama needs two things. There has to be a possibility that the entire revius came out l'achar misa. And what I have to know for sure is that there is at least one drop for sure that came out l'achar misa. So basically, the only time you're going to have it is under this person that was hung, the tzalov. For sure, there's some dam that came out l'achar misa. It's possible the entire revius came out l'achar misa. Zakta b'de mishnah, this is dafka, the person that's hanging where the blood is pouring. Aval hames, but a person that was killed who is lying on the ground, or on a bed, Where there the derech is shedomai minatef. Instead of a pour, it's drop after drop. Therefore, if v'nim setacht of revi is dam, the din is tar. Why? Let's go back to what we said before. According to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yehuda, in order to have this dam tevusa that is metame medrabanan, you need two conditions. One is that at least it's possible that an entire revius came out liachar misa, although I don't know for sure. And the other is that I do know for sure that I have at least one drop of dam that came out liachar misa. If we're not talking about a mess that's hanging, so therefore it's not pouring, rather it's coming out drip, drip. So, enechanami, this was sure a tipas dam that came out liachar misa. And it's also possible that a full revius came out liachar misa, so why shouldn't it be tame? Because it's also possible that first the dam came out when he was still alive. After he passes away, being that the blood is coming out drop after drop, as opposed to pouring, each drop that falls in becomes bottle, as if it's non-existent. So you have a drop that falls into the puddle of blood that came out when he was still alive. That drop is no longer in existence. It becomes bottle. That's the din of bittel. So, halachically, you do not have a tipas dam that came out lachar misa. Each drop that came in became bottle. If it all came pouring down, it doesn't become bottle. But drop by drop, it does. Rabbi Yehuda says, loy, no. Ki ella, it's just the opposite. Hashoy says, when the blood comes pouring out, because the person is hanging tar. Because then it's possible that the blood that came out li'achar misa stayed on the tree. Could be this dam that's on the ground doesn't have any dam that came out li'achar misa. But hamenatev, if it's dripping because the mess is in a bed, then tame. Because here everything fell to the ground. And Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that each drop becomes bottle in the dam. So again, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yehuda holds tzalov is tame. Stamemes is tar, because the drops become bottle. Sakta Yehuda, just the opposite. Tzalov is tahar. Who says any dam fell to the floor? Maybe it all stayed on the tree that he's hanging from. But if he's not on a tree, all the blood that came out of the mess is on the floor. Aye, we said, drop after drop it becomes bottle, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein dam levatel dam. Blood doesn't become bottle in blood. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't just hold this about blood. We've had it before. We've had it in Masechta Zvachim, in other places. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoy ain't a bottle. Milk in chicken soup becomes bottle. Milk in milk does not become bottle. If you remember, when we've discussed this before, we explained how the Ran in Masechta Nedarim explains the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. In order for something to become bottle, you have to have an opposite. For example, let's say, as an example, you have a tub full of blue paint. And I drop in with a dropper another drop of blue paint. Can you say that the blue paint that I dropped in doesn't exist? No, it's there. If you measured exactly every drop, you'll see there's another drop. But if I dropped in with a dropper a drop of white paint, into a tub full of blue paint, that white paint, for all practical purposes, is non-existent. You're not going to find any white paint here. You have to have, says the Ran, an opposite in order for it to become bottle, a tzad ha-misnaged. So min b'minoy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does not become bottle. Okay, let's chazer over. So what's dam tfusa? Dam tfusa is some type of dam where a little bit came out before misa, a little bit afterwards, we're not sure, and it's metame midrabanan. Midraisa, dam is only metame when you have a revius that came out liachar misa. So what's this dam tfusa? That's metame midrabanan. We had three shitas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva holds an eighth of a lug, in other words, half came out while the person was still alive. An eighth of a lug came out after the person was nifter. Together I have a revius. This is dam tfusa, that's metame midrabanan. Rabbi Shmuel says, if you don't have a full revius that came out after the person passed away, it's not dam tfusa. Dam tfusa means a revius came out when he was alive. Another whole revius came out after he passed away. The two got mixed together, and I took a revias from this mixture. That's dam tfusa. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yehuda says, in both these cases, it would be like water. In other words, it's not metama. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to have two things. In order for it to be dam tfusa, it has to be a possibility that an entire revias came out liachar misa, and I have to know for sure that in the revias there is at least one drop of dam that for sure came out liachar misa. And the only time you're going to have that, according to the Elazar ben Rabbi Yehuda, is when a person is hanging from a tree, a tzolov, and it's pouring down. So I look at this dam on the floor, it's possible, that a revias came out liachar misa, and I for sure have a tipas dam that came out liachar misa. Why does it have to be a tzolov, someone who's hanging? Because if it's dam, let's say, a mess in bed, so then it doesn't pour, it comes out drop after drop. So it could be that first you have the dam that came out when he was alive. That's what's on the floor. And every drop that comes out afterwards, even the drop, liachar misa, becomes bottle in that dam. So for all practical purposes, halachically, I don't have the dam, that's liachar misa. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says just the opposite. If he's hanging from a tree, he's tar, because who says you have any dam on the floor that came out liachar misa? Maybe that dam is on the tree. On the other hand, if he's not on a tree, so I know all the dam here is what came from the mess. Nothing is anyplace else. And that's when it would be dam tfusa. Ah, yutayna, it becomes bottle because it comes in drop. Rabbi Yehuda holds, min b'minai, does not become bottle.